In the name of Jesus, amen. When the Helper, the Holy Spirit, comes, he will convict the world concerning sin and righteousness and judgment, concerning sin, because they do not believe in me. Concerning righteousness, because I go to the Father and you will see me no longer. Concerning judgment, because the ruler of this world is judged. I don't go to church, I'm not a Christian, or I don't like church because it makes me feel guilty. Now, there is truth for this that the Christian should consider. Perhaps church makes you feel guilty because the Christians make you feel guilty. So, dear Christian, hear this. Your anger, your ultimate goal, should not be anger or judgment. And neither is the church's. So if you know people that don't go to church because it makes them feel guilty or weighed down, then consider this. Perhaps they're going to the wrong church. It's not the Christian church, the one that sets free. Perhaps it is because they aren't actually listening. When they go to church, they think it's all about rules and regulations. Or perhaps it is because they ought to repent and they don't actually want to hear that. But it's good for you to consider this, dear Christian. Your anger and your judgment should never be the ultimate goal. The second reading that we had is from James. It's amazing. Know this, my beloved brothers. Let every person be quick to hear, slow to speak, slow to anger. The anger of man does not produce the righteousness of God. That should make you feel guilty, right? We're quite the opposite so often. We are very, very slow to listen, slow to hear. We're very, very quick to speak, quick to judge. We are very, very quick to anger. And we so often think that our anger accomplishes good things. The Lord tells you your anger does not accomplish anything good. His anger does, but I don't think your anger does ever. Our Lord says, be angry and do not sin. Do you think you can accomplish that? Do you think you can be angry and not sin? He can. I'm not sure I can. So this truth, don't go to church because it makes you feel guilty. It's a good thing to consider. That if you think that the Holy Spirit comes convicting the world concerning sin and righteousness and judgment means that you can say, they sin, I'm more righteous than they are, and therefore I can judge them, then you're not hearing the Holy Spirit. You are hearing a different spirit. Our Jesus says, take the log out of your own eye before seeing the speck in your neighbor's eye. Paul calls himself the chief of sinners. And according to Facebook, because that's where good sermon material comes from, according to Facebook, G.K. Chesterton once wrote, the big sin ought always be the nearest sin that is our own. If we're really fighting that, then we can fight anything else, however small. So when you consider other sin, start considering the one that is closest to you. And you can't get anything closer to you than right here, and right here, and right here. Consider that, dear saints. Don't ever think that there's bigger problems, that there's other fish to fry, because you're a problem. You're a sinner in this world. You need to hear that. You're a part of the big problem in this world. The ultimate goal of the church should not be guilt. It should not be judgment. That isn't true. Now, it's also true that the Christian church is prone to preaching things like false guilt, and that we are very, very, very open to this as well. If it isn't a commandment, then it's not a sin. You can have some fattening bratwursts every once in a while. It's okay. Have a drink. If you can stay sober, have a great sex life with your spouse and try to improve it, there is no such thing as you shalt not always feel on fire for Christ. It's okay if you're not feeling on fire for Christ. There is no commandment that says you have to join the church board so that you forsake your family. It's okay if you didn't follow through on your New Year's resolution. If it's okay if you go to church and you don't sing and you don't clap or you're not feeling it today. It's okay. Don't feel false guilt. There is no commandment, thou shalt always clap in church, right? I was at a church event one time, and somebody came up and they said, you should really be getting into this. You should be dancing and clapping. And I said, I am getting into this. This is me getting into it, all right? Leave me alone. I think if I started getting into it, everybody else would stop getting into it. The Lord tells you what is sin. And we so often add to that. We so often ignore the things that he tells us is sin and then add to the things that he doesn't actually mention about. And that is false guilt. It's okay if your children aren't as good at math as other children. It's okay if they don't hit as well in baseball as other children. Let the commandments guide you. And don't be guilty of having false guilt. But one of the ultimate questions you need to consider is this. Should church make me feel guilty? Yes. You are guilty. You have broken God's law. The law is good for you. If the whole world followed God's law, it would be a better place. And you have broken his law. You are guilty. Every single one of you, every single day, every week, you are guilty. The law is good and you haven't always considered it good. You are a victim, not only from the outside circumstances of this world, but also because of your sin, because the way you think, because the way you speak and the things that you do, you hurt yourself. And you hurt others. You are not your best when you sin. You aren't your best when you gossip. You aren't your best when you're angry. You aren't your best when you don't go to church. You aren't your best when you don't listen when you are at church or when you're not happy with what you've got or you're greedy or you're lazy when you commit adultery in your heart or in your bed or you wear too tight of clothes so that others commit adultery in their heart for you. Dear saints, you aren't your best when you sin. The Lord's commandments is there because God wants to protect. He wants to protect the neighbor's name, so don't gossip. He wants to protect the neighbor's money, so don't steal. He wants to protect you, so be happy with what you've got. Go to church and keep saying your prayers. The Lord, dear saints, it is so important that we realize this, that the Lord's commandments is not there as rules and regulations. They are the way that life should be ordered for our good. So often we think that the Holy Spirit is like a nag, always poking, always prodding, always trying to make us feel guilty. That is not the Holy Spirit. You see, when somebody nags you, it is for selfishness. It is because they want you to change to make their life better. God does not get any better. He doesn't have a better life if you repent of your sin. You do. The Holy Spirit comes convicting of sin. It is a work. So should you feel guilty? Absolutely, you are guilty. One of the first things that happens when you go to the doctor with a problem is that they want to diagnose you. Once they diagnose you, then they can start moving on trying to help aid the symptoms, help you feel a little bit better, or possibly even getting rid of the disease. But they have to know what's wrong with you first. Dear saints, you're a sinner. You're guilty. You need to be diagnosed. You are, so if you feel guilty, it is often because you are guilty. And if you don't feel guilty at church, it is probably because of your own hard-heartedness. It isn't the fault of the Lord's word. You need to know that the problem is so often you. Now, Satan wants you to stop right there because, unlike the Holy Spirit, he is a nag. He wants to accuse you. He wants you to be in despair. He wants you to hate your life so much that you end up all by yourself. He wants you to be selfish and hate others. But the Holy Spirit, when he comes convicting, wants you to have a diagnosis. Wants you to know that you have a problem and therefore you need a cure. Repent. Love God more. Love others more. That's the conviction of sin. But that isn't all the work of the Holy Spirit. If church only makes you feel guilty, then you're probably going to the wrong church. It isn't the Holy Christian Church. Because the Holy Spirit comes convicting not only of sin, he also comes convicting of righteousness and of judgment. And that is wonderful news. Jesus says he will come convicting the world of righteousness because I go to the Father and you will see me no longer. Well, what's he doing there? He came for your advantage. He does everything for your benefit. Jesus or the Holy Spirit is no nag. There is not a selfish bone in the holy body of Jesus. Everything that is done for your advantage. And he goes to the Father in his cross. He goes to the Father in his ascension so that he might declare you righteous. That you in your guilt might be declared that you have no guilt before the standing of the Father because of the blood of Jesus. That he is up there, ascended into heaven, sitting at the right hand of God the Father Almighty, and he is praying for you. He is giving the Father his blood, and he is saying, look, they haven't done anything wrong. Everything that they have done wrong, I have received. And that the ruler of this world is judged. There is no condemnation for you. The one who is judged is not you. The one that is judged is Satan, the one who accuses you. He doesn't get the final word. God does. Behold, God is my strength. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust, I will not be afraid, for the Lord God is my strength and my song, and he has become my salvation. Though you were angry with me, your anger turned away that you might comfort me. You need to be diagnosed. You need to know that you're guilty. You need to know that you cannot stand on your own before the holy throne of God, all so that the cure might come, which is the blood of Jesus, which is the declaration that you are not your strength, you are not your song, and you should not trust in you. That if that were the ultimate goal, you should be afraid in this life, but God is your strength, God is your song. You will trust in him. That is what church is all about, strengthening the grip that you have on Jesus. Though you were angry with me, your anger turned away that you might comfort me. God is not angry with you. He has every right to be, but all anger has been turned aside. He says, peace be with you. And the Holy Spirit is present with his word to guide you into all the truth. It isn't the answer to all your questions. You have so many questions. So many about your family, about your health, so many about this country, so many questions you have unanswered. But you do have the answer to the most important question. How does God view me? Where is my eternity after this? What are the things that I can cling to when everything changes? So sing to him a new song. Make a joyful noise. Sing praises to him. You who are guilty, sing. Because your guilt is covered. You may not see it, but you do hear it. You may not feel it, but it is true. Your guilt is gone. It is washed in the blood of Jesus. You who have a wonderful job or a very difficult job. You who have wonderful family or very difficult family. Sing, because God blesses others through you. Your work is never in vain. You who are healthy or you who are diagnosed with some horrible disease, sing, because your health does not identify you, your baptism does. You who are in a happy marriage or a struggling marriage, you who have mostly good emotions through the week or bad emotions, you who are sad or happy, freed or confined, rich or poor, sing. Because among the many changes among this world, the Lord fixes your joys, and he fixes it in the thing that doesn't change, which is his word and his promises. I went to church today, and I felt guilty. It was exactly what I needed, because I was wrong. I haven't loved God as I should. I haven't loved my neighbor as myself. I need to do better for the sake of them, for the sake of me. I got diagnosed. I'm a sinner. And then I got the cure. I got the medicine. I heard that Jesus loves me. Oh, what sweet medicine that is. I heard that the Lord blesses and keeps me, makes his face shines upon me and is gracious to me. Oh, what sweet medicine that is. And then I received into my mouth the holy blood of Jesus shed for me for the forgiveness of all of my sins, and his body on the cross, which was given into Calvary, knowing that God is not against me. Therefore, what can oppose in this life that is stronger than them? Oh, what sweet medicine. I went to church today, and I heard that I was guilty. And then I also heard that I'm righteous, washed, justified, and sanctified. And that's why I say, in Jesus' name, amen.